The Knowledge, brought to you in association with visitlondon.com, London's top city guide.
Oh, one of egg and chips, please. Yeah. How long have you been open here?
Since 1935, three generations. Me, my father, my grandson.
And how old are you now?
I'll be 83 Christmas Day.
My name's Tim Hayward. I'm a food writer, and I'm here today in Dalston. For those of you that don't know London, Dalston is part of the traditional East End. It's fairly far north of London Docks, but part of the borough of Hackney. Dalston's an intriguing area. I'm sitting in the absolutely lovely Arthur's Caff. What I'm looking at here is a plate of egg and chips, which is the sort of food you'd probably expect in the East End of London. But the reason we're here in Dalston is because since 1935 there's been an enormous amount of immigration in this area, and everybody's brought their own food culture with them. There's a tired old metaphor about different cultures mixing together in a melting pot. The nice idea is that this really is all about pots and cooking and food, and I think you can probably trace the whole of that history through the food in the area. We're going to be checking out some of the restaurants, some places you might want to try yourself, and trying some great food. We've just stepped out of the cafe, and I'm about to meet Tara Darby, who's a local photographer. Looking at this place, it's got an incredibly mixed food culture. There's obviously been waves and waves of people coming in at various times. I don't know the area terribly well, so can you tell me basically how Dalston got to be the way it is?
Initially, it was the Jewish community that settled here. And then in the 1950s, there was a big influx from the Afro-Caribbean community, which has just been followed in the last 60 years by the Indian community, Vietnamese community, Turkish and Kurdish. So there's an incredible diversity, I think, more so than almost anywhere in London.
So describe it to me. What's it like living here? It looks incredibly vibrant and exciting, but what's it like to actually be here?
I think it's the best place to live in London. There's nowhere else quite like it. There's never a dull moment in Dalston.
OK, we're going to be wandering about here, checking all sorts of places out, but what would be a good starting point?
The most important part of Dalston, I think, to get an idea of the atmosphere here, is Ridley Road Market. There is everything there encapsulated in one street. And to go there is like taking a step out of the inner city and travelling to West Africa. The diversity of vegetables and meat and fish and fruit is unrivaled, I think. And you can get amazing bargains there too.
Brilliant. Let's give it a go. Right, I'm off to meet Joy. She's a chef at a local Nigerian restaurant called the Suya Express. I went to the Suya a few weeks ago, and it's brilliant. I had the most amazing platter of fried grilled meats mixed with all kinds of astonishing vegetables. Really, really amazing combination of flavours. All the Suya ingredients are sourced at Ridley Road Market, and Joy's going to show me around. Hi there. Are you Joy?
Yeah, I'm Joy.
Hi, I'm Tim Hayward. Pleased to meet you. Okay, well, shall we dive in and have a look around?
Yes, I think we should start from the meat people.
Okay, let's go try the meat people. So we're in the Kingsland Butchers right now. It's an amazing display of stuff.
We get our goat's meat here, chicken, lamb, and also we call this shaki.
That's tripe, isn't it? Yeah, honeycomb tripe, yeah.
That's what we call it. Local name is shaki. And we also get the heart for the pepper soup.
Oh, that looks delicious.
And this is the cow foot. We use this cow foot, the tripe, that is shaki, for assorted meats.
Ah, right. That was what I had at the restaurant. Fantastic. Yes, I remember. So what's the favourite dish at Suya? What sells most?
The favourite dish in Suya is jollof rice. Yeah, people love it so much. It's so colourful, I tell you. Everybody loves it. Yeah, I'm taking you to the shop where we get the jollof rice items.
It's very, very warm in here, and there's a really lovely smell coming from, I guess it must be those smoked fish.
So we use this kind of pepper, which is a red cap, and also use hot pepper.
Oh, those look fierce.
Very, very hot, I tell you. Yeah. With this one, this is the plum tomatoes. Yeah, this all come together with the jollof rice, and we use especially this tomato puree called Derica. It's powderish. Yeah, that's what we use.
What about fish?
Fish,
there's some interesting fish stalls around here, I notice.
Yeah, there is. We actually use the catfish for the hot pepper soup.
It's a bizarre looking thing. It's some amazing stuff here I've only really seen in wildlife documentaries. I mean, along here, what, this thing with the spots.
That's butterfish. Butterfish.
It's a butterfish, right. Okay. It looks gorgeous. I have no idea what to do with it, but it looks fantastic. Where's that from?
It's from Senegal.
From Senegal.
And this is the rice snapper.
Is that a popular fish on the menu at Suya?
Yes, this is the popular one. We fry it before putting in the stew. That's how we prepare it, and it's very, very tasty.
Well, Joy, thanks very much for taking us around. It's been an amazing experience, and it's been lovely to do it with somebody who knows what they're talking about. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We're heading up towards Mangal, which is probably one of the most famous old Dalston features. Dalston has quite a substantial Turkish community, and the Mangal string of restaurants, which started up here in Arcola Road, just to the right, off Kingsland Road, was one of the first, and has been one of the most highly regarded for a long time. And we're going to meet Erkan, who's the manager there, who's going to tell us a little bit about the whole Turkish influx into Dalston. So, Erkan, what do you do here?
I'm a chef, and we run the business as a family. And I'm a manager as well.
So it was your father that started this business in the first place?
Yes, he did 20 years ago.
But you've become very famous. I mean, people talk about you all over London and come here by taxi late at night to load up.
In 1993, basically, we get famous. We came up in Time Out. Then we came up in New York Times. We came up in Evening Standard. Then afterwards, we extend the place. We had only 4 tables, only 12 capacity, and now we have 90 seated at the moment.
Right.
We don't make anything complicating. It's simple, but we have to keep the meat quality on top of the range. Basically, we have to keep it always in the high stage. We have only 12 different kebabs, just put it on a grill, put a salad next to it, and serving.
What about your bread, these flatbreads? You make your own?
Yeah, we got a baker, which is working 7 days a week.
Fantastic. Oh, we got to try some of this. Okay.
When you go to Turkey, when you order lahmacun, this is the way. I'll show you how to do it.
Show me how to do it, yeah.
A little bit of parsley, and a little bit of lemon, squeezing.
And you've rolled it around. That's so crisp on the bottom.
Yes.
That's perfect. Hang on. Okay, here goes. Oh, God, it smells fantastic. Oh, damn, that's good. It's juicy and crisp. God, that's a revelation, the parsley. I could eat this all day.
We should just take some of it from you. This is the lahmacun. If you try that kebabs, you'll be a regular customer. Okay, this is our, let's say, famous house dish,
yeah.
Lamb shish.
Right.
Not much things added to it, just per lamb. No fat on it, nothing on it.
Yeah, that's superb. Okay, here we go. Let's look at this. God, it smells absolutely fantastic. There's just enough carbonation on the outside. It's been cooked on a skewer, so there's some heat coming out from the middle as well. So the bread basket's just arrived, and it's tearing it open. It's incredibly hot inside, but the smell, lovely yeasty doughiness to it. But I just want to wrap it around a bit of this meat, because it would be rude not to. This is an absolutely prehistoric combination. Oh. Mmm. Sorry for speaking with my mouth full, but that is one of the absolutely great, timeless, authentic tastes. A bit of lamb grilled over a fire and wrapped with some bread around it. Oh, I love that. Oh, a bit of lamb and some bread, and it's made my whole week. I'm going to cry now. I have a little tear. We've come out of Arcola Road, turned left, heading back down the high street towards the station. But just before we get to the station, we're going to cross the Balls Pond Road. What we're looking for here is a Polish supermarket, Polish deli. And this represents the latest influx of immigration across the whole of London, which is Eastern Europeans. I do really think that Eastern European food is going to be a very important influence on the way we eat in London in the next decade or so. There it is, over on the other side. It's a Polish deli, Polsmak. Let's go check it out. I don't recognise any of this stuff here. I'm not very good on Polish food. Yeah. Can you tell me what you've got along the front here?
Most of them is Polish sausages. Uh-huh. All of them is pork and smoked and cooked already. So we also have got some pork laying, some dry sausages, some salami, black pudding.
What's this thing here? This thing here with the... It seems to have a pattern impressed on the outside.
That's pork pate.
Pork pate.
Baked with vegetables.
Fantastic. And what's that called in Polish?
Pasztet.
Pasztet. Thank you. I'm trying. Sorry, and what's your name?
Anna.
Anna. And how long have you been in the UK?
10 years now.
So tell me more about some of the other typical Polish stuff you have here. What kind of stuff do you sell?
All our products, it comes straight away from Poland. We've got soups, jar food, bigos, flaki, bean with tomato sauce and the cabbage and some bacon.
Who do you sell to mainly? Is it the Polish community, or are other people starting to discover Polish food?
We've got many English customers, especially on lunchtime and the breakfast time. They like our sandwiches. We've got the fresh-made sandwiches.
Okay.
We heard that before, that our sausages and our meat, it's the best in the world. But, you know, I like Italian as well.
So, had a round off an afternoon in Dalston. Well, here we are in Ashwin Street, which is a little side street tucked off the main. And we're sitting outside the Cafe Otto, which is a little industrial space. It's had the insides taken out and a very pleasant coffee bar put in there where they make a lovely double espresso, which I'm drinking now. And as I look back through the window, I can see there's a table of 8 yummy mummies sitting there with their babies and their expensive strollers, and maybe 2 guys sitting in the back corners there with their laptops on, taking advantage of the free wireless and probably writing some kind of fantastic screenplay. And in a way, it kind of marks bringing right up to date the journey that Dalston's been through, right the way from 1935 back there in Arthur's Cafe, bang up to date with the gentrification of Dalston. And that, in a way, is kind of a poetic finish.